Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
On January the 6th, the Christian world marks an ancient feast day, Epiphany, the day when John the Baptist, or the precursor, baptized Jesus Christ in the waters of the Jordan River. In Bulgarian tradition, this day is known as Yordanov Den, Vodici, Vodokrst, Vodokrsti. It is a day people look forward to as it marks the end of one of the most arduous periods of the year, the so-called unclean or dirty days, stretching from Christmas until Epiphany. In many towns and villages across the country, rituals for health, of humans and cattle alike, are performed on the previous day. At the beginning of the 20th century, renowned Bulgarian ethnographer Dimitar Marinov described the maiden ritual called Sivojnica or Sovojnica, performed on the 5th of January. The lasses would gather in the morning and select a bride and a lad. The bride would put on a veil made out of a red sash. The lad would be dressed up in men's clothing. The girls, singled out to perform their ritual songs, would start out with the couple selected. The younger girls would carry bags or baskets to put the gifts from their hosts in. One of the lasses would carry a cauldron of water and a nosegay of basil. Drawn in the dead of night, this water had the power to ward off evil and was used to sprinkle people, animals and houses. The dishes laid out on the table on the eve of Epiphany had to be meatless. They would include millet bread or dodgers, cabbage leaves stuffed with grits, boiled wheat, bean stew, walnuts and wine. This is the last thorified dinner in the string of Christmas and New Year feasts. According to traditional belief, on that night before Epiphany, the skies opened up and anyone who has seen this shall have everything he or she desires. Bulgarian folklore abounds in comical tales that tell the stories of what humans wish for at this magical moment. For example, once upon a time there was a man who lived to see the sky opening up. His wish was to have a bushel full of gold. But he got so muddled up when the time came that he said, "O Lord, give me a bushel head." So God fulfilled his wish, and the poor man got a head as big as a bushel. According to Bulgarian tradition, on Yordanov Den, the local priest throws a cross into a river, a pool or a lake. Men gather to wait for this moment and then dive into the icy waters to retrieve it. The cross then has to be given back to the priest, who blesses the man who has braved this ordeal, as well as all people present at the ritual. It is said that he who has fished the cross out of the waters shall be healthy and happy throughout the year. On this day, people take home holy water from the church. The holy water kept from the previous Yordanov Den is used to knead 3 ritual loaves of bread. One is set aside for the home, the second for the guests, and the third is left at the front door for passers-by. According to another ritual, men who have married or become engaged that same winter, as well as baby boys, are also bathed outdoors, hence the name male vodici or waters. Yordanov Den is the day when all people called Yordan, Yordanka, Bujidar, Bujan, Dana celebrate their name day. January the 7th is Ivanov Den, the day of Saint John the Baptist. In popular tradition, it is the day celebrated by all people named Ivan, Ivanka and their derivatives. The office of best man, fraternization and, in a broader sense, friendship, is part of the tradition of this day. That is why feasts were once organized in every home. Recently, weds would visit their in-laws, and again there was ritual bathing, but this time the women, brides and fiancés, would also join in. Hence, Ivanov Den also goes by the name of female vodici. Once groups of young men would scour villages for people called Ivan and bathe them. They were allowed to bathe even wealthy people during the time of Ottoman domination, the beys and the pashas. The bathers would go unpunished if they bathed someone against their will. The official authorities would take no complaints. Yordanov Den and Ivanov Den mark the beginning of the period when matchmakers would be sent out. Weddings were allowed right up to the beginning of Lent. In Folk Studio today, we brought you rituals connected with Jordanov Den and Ivanov Den.
Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.